Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. Hope the start of the day is treating you right for this March 31st, 2023, 8:04 on the clock. Seth and James here with you. We're about to be joined by our good friend Paul Trombley from the WeatherEye Weather Center. Good morning, Paul.
Yeah, good morning to you guys.
How's it going over there?
Pretty well. How about yourself?
We're not doing too bad here. Certainly getting some of that rain and slush, reminding us a little bit of a kind of a spring kind of day, as long as you don't count the temperatures.
Exactly. Yeah.
What's the rest of the weekend looking like?
You know, it looks like still that bumpiness getting into it, but once we get into it more so, things can settle into pretty nice weather, actually. But it looks like we're still seeing some of the cloud cover certainly out there today, and some more light rain showers and drizzle developing as we head further through the day today. So this is a part of the system, which is going to be plain old rain, and then we'll see a turnover from rain to some wet snow as we get to overnight tonight. It's probably after midnight, seeing that change over to snow, and then into early morning Saturday, maybe something through 6 or 7 a.m., and then it tapers off pretty quickly after that. So we're still in line for some possible slushy accumulations, I think locally, somewhere in the 2 to 5-inch range here in Wisconsin Rapids, but even just getting a little north, Wausau, some of those areas towards Shawano County as well. About 6 inches or more as you get up towards there, as well as Antigo, Merrill, Medford, some of that corridor, maybe even closer to 10 inches in some of those spots further north of the area. So worse to the north for travel in the snow, better as you get further south as far as those snowfall amounts tapering off. So it looks like we're going to stay with the highs at about 42 today. The rain to snow late tonight with lows at about 30. And then snow early morning Saturday, that tapers off pretty quickly. Highs at 37, north winds at 20 to 35 into the day, so quite windy here at the start of the weekend. Partly cloudy, 21 Saturday night. And then on Sunday, breaks the sun, some clouds, maybe an isolated rain shower, high about 50, 32 Sunday night, 52 on Monday. And then Tuesday into Wednesday, highs from upper 40s Tuesday, mid-50s Wednesday. Looks like another system middle of next week could bring us primarily some more rain here for our part of the state as we get to another system midweek. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Weather gumbo. That's what we're getting.
That's where we're at.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Appreciate you, Paul. You have a great weekend.
Yeah, you guys too.
We'll catch up Monday. Take care. Best in the business right there.
Yes.
Our friend Paul Trombley and the WeatherEye Weather Center. Love those guys.
Mm-hmm.
Great time. May not love the forecast always, but
no.
we definitely appreciate our friends
fault.
Over there. Thanks for joining us.
Don't kill the messenger.
That's right. Seth and I got a lot of fun things lined up this hour in just a little bit. We're getting into Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. Looking forward to celebrating all of you, not just for today, but Saturday and Sunday as well.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, Melissa's News, we will be getting into our Star of the Day.
Yeah.
Seth and I are going to play a famous TV theme song. You call up with the correct answer, get it right, and you'll win from Culver's a family pack for four.
Mm-hmm.
That's two adult meals, two kids meals. Big shout out to our friends at the Wisconsin Rapids Culver's, and of course our own Steph Schmidt. Steph working
yep.
Culver's a little bit here and getting us those concrete mixers are great. Two kids meals, that's a
it's
nice
even better, though.
That's an upgrade.
That's a full family of four night out meal kind
yeah.
of thing. That ain't hay.
Seth and I, in the 9 o'clock hour, we'll get into some entertainment news, and we'll go over our schedule over the weekend of some of our original programming, let you know what's in store.
Mm-hmm.
We're also going to talk about what's new in theaters this weekend, what's new on your small screen TV. Some of that might come up in this next topic, because we're getting into four things to look forward to in April.
All right.
There is plenty of going on in this month, of course, sports-wise, TV, movie-wise, and holidays.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of big holidays in this month. Let's dive right in. In sports, the Final Four in the NCAA men's basketball tournament goes down tomorrow with San Diego State versus Florida Atlantic. It's just the weirdest, like,
yeah.
I've never in a million years would have that.
No.
Miami versus UConn on the other side. That's a little bit different, but it's
yep.
not like Miami's a basketball powerhouse.
No, this is the first time in the Final Four, isn't that right?
Yeah.
First time Miami's gotten in there, yeah.
I have nothing against UConn. UConn's played a great season. They've come out of nowhere to some people to really do this.
Mm-hmm.
I as long as we're at this point with like three out of the four teams never having been here pretty
mm-hmm.
or anything like that, I want to see a team that's never even made it to like two teams. Like I'd like to see Miami and the either
the
other
team two, yeah.
in there.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see that Final Four. I don't know if anybody knows what to expect next year because I hear half the people that are experts at this say that this is the way it's going to be from now on in college basketball.
Yep.
And I have other people saying this is an outlier, it'll never happen again, et cetera, et cetera. So I don't know. I just think it's interesting.
I don't think we can make a prediction with the transfer portal now. Are you kidding me? It's going to be the Wild West.
We're talking about two factors that you can never predict. One, people and money and greed, because that's always going to factor into this. Mm-hmm. And in young adults. I'm not taking a shot at young adults or anything. I was the same way when I was 17 and 18 or whatever. I want to go to my hometown school. I'm going to go here. Well, I don't have an opportunity to play. I'm going over there.
Yeah. Why not?
Yeah.
It makes total sense. Exactly.
Seems to work.
And I
don't think it's such a bad thing.
No.
If you're a Duke fan, maybe you're crying. But other than that, I mean, you know, if you're one of the blue bloods, and not just Duke, but North Carolina, any of these blue blood teams.
Kentucky, Kansas, yeah, all those
guys.
Yeah,
you know, maybe then you're barking a little bit. But otherwise, I think this is good for the whole game. I can't see this being a bad thing.
How could it, you know, and I think part of it is just, you know, the old timers, because it's not like it used to be.
Yeah.
You know, it's not UCLA winning 7 titles in a row kind of thing, which... Yeah, to me that seems boring. You know, I get there were really great players on those teams and you know, they had a legendary coach and all this stuff. But to me, if it's the same team winning every year, that to me that's boring. Yeah. I'm not going to get behind that.
It's interesting to me. I think most sports fans feel that way at the same time, the ratings seem to show that, we're going to see how the ratings for this show.
Yeah, exactly.
Show,
it'll be interesting.
Ratings seem to show we like, you know, those dominant teams, those dynasty teams and everything. So
yeah.
It'll be interesting. The Masters golf tournament is next weekend.
Oh.
Always big.
Mm-hmm.
The NBA and NHL playoffs both start in the middle of this April as well.
There you go.
And of course, most importantly, the NFL draft is at the end of the month. Yes, I need it.
See now, this is something that this mystifies me.
Yeah,
the NFL, the hype around the NFL draft. I get you need to get certain teams, you need to get certain players, and all this kind of thing, but. I just don't get it.
And so many people that I respect so highly. One of my favorite people and people I respect, I've been reading since I was a kid, Michael Wilbon's columns and everything, and he cannot stand the NFL draft. He hates it.
Except
rips out like
year.
Crazy. Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah.
Because
this year.
The Bears have a
absolutely.
Stake in
yes,
it.
Yes,
because so, yeah.
That's my guy. He's a homer. Yeah. I watch it. I feel like I cheat with football, especially football. I love college football. I love the NFL. Mm-hmm. I even like high school football. So to me, one of my favorite things in sports, but especially in football, is watching a guy play his first collegiate game and play his last NFL game.
Mm-hmm.
Watching the complete arc of a human being, of this young athlete. Mm-hmm. Marshall Faulk is a great example.
Oh,
I watched
yeah.
Marshall Faulk play at San Diego State, speaking of San Diego State,
uh-huh.
Play his first couple games there, saw his collegiate career, saw him get drafted, go into, you know, and then get traded and go to a Super Bowl and all this stuff and everything, mm-hmm. and then retire, and he's going to be and he's going to the Hall of Fame and all that.
Yep.
I think it's just kind of cool to watch, and it's just interesting, and you never know this guy that's going to be the next great thing and he doesn't turn out to be, or this guy mm-hmm. who was drafted in the last round and turns into be a great player. Like mm-hmm. the storylines are just amazing to me, and they never get old.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. And because of that, we get to go to things like, oh, the Hall of Fame.
And
I love, you know what? I don't, even if it's a sport I don't care about, I love Hall of Fames.
Yeah.
Because they're so much fun. There's so much history and they're so just fun to look around and
I'm
see
with
the,
you.
The sports.
I'd go to the Yarn Hall of Fame. Like,
yeah, exactly.
Hall of Fames are just interesting to me. I guess
me
I haven't been to enough of them. So, yeah. For the movies, the Michael Jordan Nike movie Air hits theaters next Wednesday. Don't expect to see Michael Jordan is like they play. This is hilarious to me. They're doing a movie about Michael Jordan and the shoe, the Jordan shoe becoming big and everything. But Jordan is barely in it. Like they have barely hit. Like it's Matt Damon and Ben Affleck basically playing.
Yeah, right.
A lot of people are going to be interested. I'm sure that hits theaters on Wednesday. The Super Mario Brothers movie also opens that day.
Mm-hmm.
I believe some people are interested in that one.
Yes. I've got a couple of children in my house that are very interested in that movie.
Didn't you say that's the only type of movie that Little Man's into is the... video game movies?
Not necessarily the only, but it's up there. I mean, to be my youngest, for now, since it came out, Sonic 2. has been the movie. Mm. And he's watched it many, many times. I'm curious to see if the Mario movie supplants Sonic 2 as the next movie. Someone pointed something out recently, and I thought this was really cool. I think no matter how good or bad the critics say the Mario movie is going to be, I think it's going to do business like you would not believe.
Because
someone pointed out there has been no children's movie since the beginning of the year.
Wow.
This is going to be one of the first.
That is interesting.
And I think people are going to be going to it in droves.
I did not know. I did not even think of that.
Yes.
That is interesting.
So I think it's going to make money no matter what.
You got Chris Pratt as Mario, Anna Taylor-Joy as Princess Peach, the great Charlie Day as Luigi, Jack Black as Bowser, Keegan-Michael Key as Toad, and Seth Rogen as Donkey Kong. Seth Rogen as Donkey Kong is perfect.
That's pretty good.
That's perfect. And Big George Foreman comes out April 28th. Not a lot of talk about that one yet, but basically about Foreman's life, I believe. I think it focuses on a particular fight or two in particular, but should be very interesting. One of the more interesting human beings in sports history, George Foreman. On TV, two shows based on classic movies hit Paramount Plus this month in April. Grease, The Rise of the Pink Ladies on April 6th, and Fatal Attraction on April 30th. Grease is an interesting one. Now, it looks like a completely no-name cast.
Interesting.
It does feature 30 original songs by Lady Gaga and many other artists, though.
Oh.
So that is the pull on this one, I would believe.
Man.
Oh.
I am personally, and this is my own personal opinion, I can't stand Grease, the movie, the musical. I can't stand it. Mm. I am a little bit intrigued when you say, you know, Lady Gaga's doing the music. That's kind of, you know, okay.
That's interesting.
That's interesting, you know, but.
Not your thing. Not your thing.
No.
Season 5 of The Marvelous Miss Maisel hits Amazon Prime on April 14th. Season 2 of Mike Judd's Beavis and Butthead returns to Comedy Central on April 20th. That's no coincidence.
Nope.
And the CMT Awards are on Sunday. This Sunday, I believe.
That's right.
And of course, the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
The big one is Easter, which is on the 9th this year. That's a week from Sunday. Passover also begins next week on the 5th. National Beer Day is April 7th. Ooh, National Pet Day is the 11th. We got to remember that one. April 11th. I want to see something real quick.
That's a Tuesday.
It is a Tuesday. Okay,
yeah,
okay.
Not all a Thursday. Too bad.
Right. That's
bad.
All right. Earth Day is the 22nd.
Of course.
And Arbor Day is April 28th.
Nice. Plant a tree.
Not as many holidays, but some big ones
throughout April.
Mm-hmm. And plenty of things to look forward to, plenty of things to do. We know that there are a lot of great local things going on when it comes to our area in the month of April. We have certainly got our friends over at the United Way very busy in the month of April.
Yeah.
They've got plenty of things going on. Let me double check on just a couple of these because Terry will get mad. Yeah, Community Shred Day is April 12th. That is from 9 to 11 at Prevail Bank parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure to bring all your threading, all your needs there, all the shredding things that you got there. And My Free Taxes is going on in April. Of course, April is tax month. We want to get that on there, too. And plenty more. We encourage you to go to uwswac.org to find out more. Go to our Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce, their website, their events page, and that will tell you a whole lot of great things going on in the month of April as well.
Yes.
And as a little tease here, I know that Seth and I are working really hard on some special director's cut episodes coming up. I've talked with Connie about a couple of things, too, about some really, really fun ideas we have for that show to do, like special ofs, people we want to feature, especially people that maybe we've lost. And local musicians, local artists that we've lost, and be able to feature their work. It's so interesting with so many of these artists and with so much of the ability nowadays with MP3s and all this that we don't we can still celebrate these people even if they are gone.
Yeah.
And we're looking for out ways to do that. So that's another kind of thing that we're looking at with Director's Cut, some other cool stuff that is going to be coming up in April.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll get into more of that later on when we get into our entertainment news. For now, let's take a break. We'll come back and do some celebrating with our good friends at Misty's Menu here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Happy birthday, baby. Oh, I love you so.
It's time to do some celebrating with our good friends over at Misty's Menu. What we encourage you to do is treat yourself. Get on over to Misty's. They're open right now till 2, open 6 to 2, 7 days a week at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, wish them a great day from all of us at WFHR. If you are celebrating a birthday today, tomorrow, Sunday, whenever, on over there. Mm-hmm. Let them know it's your birthday. Show them your ID, and you'll get a free slice of one of Brian's pies.
That's right. Mm. Celebrate birthday the way you should do it with pies.
That's all right. Keep in mind as well, our friends at Misty's Menu are open again at their regular hours. So encourage everybody to get on over there and treat yourself. Enjoy some Misty's. So we want to go ahead and right into the celebrating now. For Saturday, for Friday and Sunday, we only have one name each.
Okay.
But for Saturday, we've got one, two, three, four. We got four names for Saturday.
Whoa.
So
okay.
Can you give me a one through four?
Let's do three.
All right. That gives us our qualifier so we can get right into the celebrating. And first up, we want to wish a very happy birthday to Kayla Philmont.
Kayla, happy birthday.
We hope it's a great day for you, Kayla. Mm-hmm. Enjoy it. Also want to wish, moving on to Saturday, a very happy birthday to Samantha Jacopi.
Samantha, happy birthday.
Sam is an actress I've worked with WRCT years and years mm-hmm. ago and everything. Great person. Great person. I hope you have a great day, Sam. Enjoy your day.
Mm-hmm.
Also want to wish a good friend of ours here at the station, who's joined us many times, I should say, on Morning Magazine and everything, Doug Mahan.
Doug, happy birthday.
I saw Doug at FRM Fest, and it was good nice. To catch up with him. Hadn't seen him in a while and everything.
Very cool.
Yeah. Also want to wish a very happy anniversary. Happy 23rd anniversary. Virgil and Pam Burnt.
Oh, happy anniversary, too.
Oh, we hope you have. It's a great one.
Yeah.
Enjoy your 23rd, you guys. Yeah. That's awesome. That is fun.
Mm-hmm.
And our qualifier for Saturday, Cassandra Encro.
Cassandra, congratulations and happy birthday.
We wish you a great day, Cassandra. Enjoy it. I've always loved that name, by the
Cassandra.
Way. It's a great name. It's a great yes. name. Enjoy your day, Cassandra. And on Sunday, we want to wish a happy birthday to Pat Quick.
Pat, happy birthday.
We hope it's a good one for you, Pat. Enjoy your day. Mm-hmm. Have a great one. And thank you so much to everybody that sent us these birthdays and anniversaries. Keep
good
them job. Coming, everybody.
Yeah.
We want even more of these. Send them to info@WFHR.com. You can email me, james.mailoff@civicmedia.us. Did I get that right?
Yes, you did.
I got,
you got it, right.
It right. I got it right. I got it right. And yeah. I wasn't even looking at it.
He wasn't.
I got it down.
I can attest.
I got it down. Thank you, everybody. Thank you. And I'd like to thank everybody I stepped on to get here. Thank you, thank you. And also, of course, want to direct message us on Facebook. That is an ability as well. Go ahead and like our Facebook page and direct message us your birthdays and anniversaries that way. Thanks to everybody that got us all these.
Yes, indeed.
We move on to looking at our celebrity list.
All right.
And celebrating his 42nd birthday today, Ryan Bingham. He picked up a Best Original Song Oscar for the theme to Crazy Heart. The song's actual title is The Weary Kind. Jeff Bridges singing in the movie, but that's Ryan singing on the soundtrack.
Oh.
One of my favorite newer singer-songwriters of the last 10 years, Ryan
cool.
Bingham.
Cool.
He's got a song, South Side of Heaven, that I listen to at least once a month, probably.
Wow.
I just love that song so much.
Very cool.
I can't get enough of it. He's got one of those styles that I really enjoy. I don't think, although his style, if you listen to him, I think sounds a little folk, a little country, a little bluegrass. I don't think you can label him.
Americana. Let's
that's
call
the way
it
to put
that.
It. I think that's a perfect way to put it. Let's see here. Oh, one of my, I believe genuinely in my heart, one of the greatest actors in the world and one of the greatest I've ever seen. And I think that if there was an Olympics for acting, I think that he would take a gold for Scotland. Ewan McGregor is 52 today.
He's only 52.
That's crazy.
It seems like he's been around forever.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I know he got his start when he was young. You know, what was it? Trainspotting was his first,
yes.
was his breakout
yes.
role. And he wasn't very old. But all the stuff he's done since then, he's run the gamut. He's done just about everything.
He really has.
Yes.
I think that his performance in Moulin Rouge is underrated.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he did a great
it's
job.
Heartbreaking and beautiful. Mm-hmm. It's incredible. A Life Less Ordinary is one of his more fringy or cringy, or not cringy, like unknown.
Yep.
movies, but he's so good
yep.
in it.
A little off-center, yep.
Mm-hmm. I've never seen that man deliver a line badly.
Mm-mm.
Not once. I've seen everything he's done, and I've never seen him do one bad thing.
And if you watch him in interviews, he seems so just down to earth, just like he's a regular dude. And I don't think you can fake that, man.
He goes from doing Trainspotting, very, very, very indie movie, very dark movie and everything, to going on to play Lumiere, or what's the guy in the Candle, the Campbell, and Beauty
Lumiere.
And the Lumiere.
In Beauty and the Beast. Lumiere.
And Beauty and the Beast, and the live action version of that, and Obi-Wan Kenobi in Star Wars.
I mean, he's done just about everything.
Yeah, he's a heck of an actor. The great Angus Young is 68 today, the only original member of AC/DC left.
Oh,
that's
wow.
Sad. That's sad.
That's amazing.
One of my dad's top five favorite guitarists of all time. Loves Angus Young. Could tell you just about anything about Angus Young.
He is. If I had to say one word for Angus Young's guitar style, I'd call it crunchy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Crunchy one. Guitar.
That's a good one. Al Gore is 75, former vice president. Let me see. Oh, Rhea Perlman is 75, too.
Oh.
Wow. Al Gore and Rhea Perlman are the same age. That's interesting. That's weird.
Okay. All right.
Rhea Perlman's still working. She does a lot of voice work now. She does a great voice on The Bad Batch, a Disney Star Wars show.
Yes.
She does some other stuff here, too, and there. And I believe her and Danny DeVito still very happy, as far as I know.
As far as we know.
One of my favorite couples of all time.
To be sure.
Tell me you wouldn't want to have a cup of coffee with those two and just sit there and listen. Oh, like, God. You wouldn't even say anything. You'd just be sitting there listening
just
to
listening.
Them.
Listening.
Yeah. I
mean, Danny DeVito would be one of my, cup of coffee people.
Yes. Yes.
Not only because of all his wonderful career and all that he's done, but how smart he is. He's so intelligent. He's a super smart guy.
People do not realize how dang intelligent. Like, he's borderline genius, Danny DeVito.
Mm-hmm.
It has never been talked about how intelligent that man is, but he's very smart and very funny. I love Danny DeVito. I would if I was having coffee with him, I almost would be tempted to spill coffee on him just to get him angry, just to see him angry, because I love him angry so much.
His angry is good.
Yes. Yeah, big fan. There was something else I was going to mention with that, but I can't think of it.
No, that's all right.
Gabe Kaplan is 78. Mr. Qatar.
Ooh, welcome back.
Mr. Qatar. Love. Easily one of my favorite shows of all time. Mr. Cotter. He's also a financial whiz and an amazing poker player. He's won well over $1 million playing poker.
What?
Wow.
Really?
Take that, Mr. Woodman.
Yeah. Gee, I didn't know that. Wow, that's crazy.
That is crazy. I didn't know that either. Yeah.
Wow.
The great, the wonderful, the legend, Christopher Walken is 80 years old today.
Christopher Walken.
Brilliant, brilliant actor. One of the greats. I have studied Christopher Walken's career. I actually did that in UCLA when I was there.
Right, yeah.
One of the guys that I studied and stuff. And my teacher made fun of me at first when I did, because at the time when I was doing this, Christopher Walken was kind of just almost looked at as done in many ways.
A punchline.
Yeah. And he's gone on to do like 30 films since then, of course.
Right.
But after the class, my teacher took me aside and said, I was really glad you did that one. I've never had a student do Christopher Walken before, and I'm glad you did. Because he hadn't really looked at his career before, taking a step back.
Mm-hmm.
You take a step back and you look at Walken's career, unparalleled.
It's so fascinating because you see he's been in some big movies, you know, some really big, and then he's been in some really low budget movies too.
Mm-hmm.
He has, again, another guy who's done just about everything you can do in film and TV too, for that matter. So
I'm sorry. We were talking about having coffee with the DeVitos, and Seth and I asked this question during Director's Cut to every one of our guests. If you could have coffee with anybody, any famous person, you know, historic in history, who would it be?
Yep.
And I was thinking of it the other day, because I've never actually, I answer with the guests and stuff, but I don't really have a set answer in my head. But I was thinking Bjork. and not so much because I'm a huge, gigantic Bjork fan.
Right.
Or anything. I respect her and I don't mind her work. You know it's going to be weird. You know it's going to be, you're going to tell people about this. It's going to be memorable. It's no way it's like you sit down at a normal table and have like a single cup of regular coffee and just have a normal conversation about the weather. It's Bjork. It's going to be weird and interesting. I don't know if she'd be my first choice.
Maybe any Icelander. I don't know. I've not met people from Iceland.
Oh, so, I want to have it in Iceland, too.
Yeah,
I want to have it over there, too. Happy 80th birthday to the brilliant Christopher Walken.
Mm-hmm.
Richard Chamberlain, 89 today, 80s superstar.
Oh, wow. I didn't realize he was still alive.
Mm-hmm. It's one of
those. Well, I'm glad he is, though.
Sometimes you come across some of these, and you're like, oh, good.
If there was a TV movie in the 80s, good chance that he was in it.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
And as far as people no longer with us, the great, the legend, Gordie Howe, born in this day in 1928, passed away in 2016. There are many that will argue with you. He is still the greatest, even mm-hmm. with Wayne Gretzky and all that. And I don't argue with those people. Mm-mm. I don't. I don't because I didn't get to see Gordie Howe, but I see his stats, and I see a man who didn't play without a helmet his whole career, a guy who in his 80s was still like finding pickup hockey games to play.
Come on.
Like, that's Mr. Hockey right there.
Oh,
Gretzky's
man.
The great one, but that's Mr. Hockey, Gordie Howe.
Yep, you got it.
And I just wanted to look at Saturday and Sunday really quick. Looking at Saturday, Rachel Maddow is 50.
Okay.
Happy birthday to her. Suzanne Boyle is 62, another big one.
Ooh, good singer, yeah.
And let's see, Debbie Reynolds would have been celebrating a birthday on Saturday, born in 1932. Singing in the Rain, the unmistakably Molly Brown. Mm. I love that one.
Yes.
Of course, she was the mother of Carrie Fisher as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then on Sunday, just taking a look at some celebrity birthdays, Quavo from Migos is 32. Michael Fassbender is 46. Another one of the top five greatest actors in the
right
world
now,
today.
Yeah.
Although we haven't seen much of him lately.
No.
The great, the wonderful Pedro Pascal is 48 on Sunday. He is the Mandalorian. And in The Last of Us.
And just the hottest property right now,
he
man.
He really is, man. And at 48, to have the peak of your mm-hmm. career happening right now, that is so inspirational and gives me goosebumps thinking
Hope
about
springs
it.
Springs eternal, yep.
Couldn't be happier for him. One of the good guys in the business, man. Mm-hmm. He deserves it. Adam Rodriguez is 48. Good actor. He was on. He was Luke on Criminal Minds. He plays Eric on CSI Miami. I liked him on Criminal Minds. Clark Gregg is 61. Agent Phil Coulson in Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and the Iron Man movies and all those. Clark, I'm another one of those guys so happy for. Great character actor, around for a long time.
Yeah.
Just takes this one like bit role in a Marvel movie and, you know,
and it becomes,
boom.
Look, no, this is the amazing thing because the fact that, first of all, he had no idea if Coulson would ever show up again after the first Iron Man movie because it was such a small part. Who knew? It became a big role. Agent Coulson is now canonized in the comics. He went from the movies. He was made for the movies.
Wow.
He was never in a comic. He is now a canonized character in the comics. He looks like Clark Gregg. That has got to be cool.
That is
Think about that.
I can't imagine that. I can't even wrap my head around that. That is so cool. I didn't know that. Oh,
yes.
We're talking more about that.
Yes,
that's awesome.
That's right.
One of my favorite people I've ever met in my life, Christopher Maloney, is 62. Detective Stabler and Law and Order, Nick Sachs and Happy, True Blood, Oz. Christopher Maloney has proven he can do it all.
Mm-hmm.
And the first real celebrity actor that I met, peer that I met, as he told me to call, that could not treat me more regular. The way you treat me, Seth, is the exact same way Christopher Maloney treats
me.
Well,
that's not very nice.
Just like just couldn't have been. I'm in for this read through for Man of Steel, and I'm just overwhelmed, but I'm so happy to be there. And I'm nervous and freaking out a little bit and worried about, you know, all these different factors. And they have our names and this gigantic, like almost like it looks like an airport hangar, like where we're all sitting and everything.
Wow.
And I go in and there's a bunch of people there, the director and all these people, and they're all talking. And I hear like laughter, and it's a laugh I recognize from TV, and it's him. It's Christopher Maloney. Mm-hmm. And I did not even know he was going to be there. I didn't know he was a part of the film or anything like that. And Maloney, Maloff are right next to it, and they put everybody in alphabetical
order. Yep.
So we're sitting right next to each other, and I'm nervous as all get out, man. I can't. I have like 10 lines in this movie, and they don't come out until like the third, fourth act or whatever.
Right.
So I'm just sitting there the whole time next to Christopher Maloney. And the whole time, he's like a little kid. He's like nudging me. He's flicking things at me, using swear words that I didn't even know you could use. Like, and could not make me feel more comfortable, more relaxed. Mm. He was just trying to loosen me up. Just trying to, like, he saw me right away. Like, that's, it couldn't have been nicer.
Yeah.
I will spend the rest, I would give that man a kidney if he asked me. Great human being.
That's awesome.
Emmylou Harris is 76 today. Sunday, country legend.
I love Emmylou Harris.
And on Sunday, just top three favorite voices of all time. Marvin Gaye, born in 1939, passed away way too dang young in 1984.
Yeah.
One of the greatest singer-songwriters of all time.
I'm totally with you on that one.
Let's see. Don Sutton would have celebrated a birthday on Sunday, born in 1945. Mm-hmm. Sir Alec Guinness, born in 1914, who played the original Obi-Wan. Interesting.
Another actor who did just about everything you could do. He could do it all. Yep.
I'm telling you, something about this. It's not him and,
Ewan McGregor.
Ewan McGregor having birthdays right next to each other. That's crazy.
That's even better. Makes it even better.
And Hans Christian Andersen, born on Sunday in 1805, passed away in 1875.
I'm Hans Christian Andersen. Andersen, that's me.
The Little Mermaid, that was great. The Ugly Duckling, Thumbelina. I mean, so many greats Christian Andersen had there.
Check out the Danny Kaye movie.
Yeah.
Big Danny Kaye fan. It's a good movie.
Mm-hmm. Happy birthday and anniversary to everybody celebrating. We wish you a great one. We encourage you to celebrate with our friends at Misty's Menu. Treat yourself. They're open right now till 2, open 6 to 2, 7 days a week, and 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. Wish them a great day from all of us at WFHR. You stick around for Melissa's News here at Locally Grown Radio. Lights, camera, action. It is time to play WFHR Star of the Day featuring Culver's. What Seth and I are about to do is open up the phone lines, get ready to call 424-2600. We're going to play a famous TV theme song for you. If you know it, call up, tell us the name of the theme song, maybe the actors in the TV show, any of the above, really anything identifying kind of things about it.
Right.
And boom, just like that, you win a family pack of four from our great friends at the Wisconsin Rapids Culver's. That's two adult meals, two kids meals. A big shout out to your Wisconsin Rapids Culver's. Get some Culver's in your life this weekend, everybody.
I agree, 100%.
Big shout out to Culver's. We greatly appreciate the work that they do over there. And of course, them working here with us at WFHR as long as they have.
That's right.
Let's go ahead and do this, Seth. We're about to play it. Get ready to call 424-2600. Tell us what TV show this is from.
Someone might die. Some might die. Nothing
cool.
This was a little challenging.
Yeah,
apparently.
Yeah.
This is, I love this song though. This is a great tune.
The great Al Giroux.
Al Giroux, yeah. Giroux. The Milwaukee Zone.
Yeah, Milwaukee Zone.
He's from
Zone.
Wisconsin.
Oh, come on, Wisconsinites. You got to know
come
this.
Come on.
I'll start giving some hints. Bruce Willis, Cybill Shepherd. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, there, oh, we go. Did it. There we go. There's the phone line. Good morning. What's your answer?
I would guess Family Ties.
I'm sorry, what
I
was
would
that?
Guess Family Ties.
Nope, not there. Thank you. Good try, though. Good try.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, going to go ahead and keep playing it. Keep playing it here. Let's see if we can get ourselves a winner.
I don't know. This was, oh
I
my
thought
gosh.
This one would be a little
they
tough.
They just showed the Bruce Willis on the thing there. He looks so young.
He looks so darn young.
Oh,
yeah.
My gosh.
Good morning. What's your answer?
I was going to say Moonlighting.
Yeah, there you go. Yes, nicely done, nicely done. Took a minute, though, but that's good. That's good.
Yeah.
Did you watch Moonlighting at all when it was on?
Yeah, basically, I remember a little bit of it years ago, yeah.
My mom really liked the show, and I remember watching with her, and I was a kid, and I didn't understand any of the jokes.
No,
I didn't get any
it
of it.
It was different.
Yeah, it was different, that's true. Sir, what's your first name?
Donald.
Donald, thank you so much. Donald, what town are you calling us from?
Well, east side of Rapids.
All right, that's great. We got like our Rapids winners. That's awesome. Donald, thank you so much for listening, playing along. You are our new star of the day. Hang on the line, and we'll get some information from you, and we'll get these tickets from Culver's to you, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate the time. That was great. I love. I don't get to challenge you guys very often. That was fun.
That was a good one. I liked the challenge on that one. I know Beth, if she was listening, was screaming at her radio.
Yeah,
she loved Moonlighting. It's one of her favorite shows. So
it was. I thought it was a fun show, but like I said, I was too young. I didn't get a lot of the jokes
exactly.
But this week on March 19th we celebrated Happy 68th for Bruce Willis. Mm-hmm. I think top five greatest action stars of all time. Mm-hmm. One of the last great Hollywood. Like big names,
like
big,
star,
yeah,
you know what you
like,
call a movie star,
yes,
right?
Yes, yes, like that was Bruce Willis.
Yeah, he didn't do theater, he didn't do any of that stuff. He was a movie guy, and that's okay. Nothing wrong with that.
It's Bruno, he's doing, you know, harmonica albums and stuff.
You know, I'm looking at some of the films he was in, and I forgot some of these because The Fifth Element, that's a pretty good sci-fi movie,
great movie.
And I totally forgot he was in that.
Yeah. And I think, while maybe not known as a thespian, a great body of work. Could show that he could do multiple things. Play the love interest, play the action guy, play the darker roles, play the more heartfelt moments.
Yep.
The Sixth Sense, his performance in that does not get talked about nearly enough. How many guys does he punch in that movie? How many buildings does he jump out of or anything like that? Doesn't do any of that.
Nope.
But he gives you an incredibly stellar performance. That one of the greatest signs of an actor, I can't see anybody else playing that character but Bruce Willis.
That's a great sign.
Nobody else playing that part. I think he deserves some credit, especially as we know that he's not going to be able to do any more films or anything like that. So I thought, Moonlighting. I'm glad we got it, though.
I'm kind of, the only regret I have is that he didn't do a little bit more like Moonlighting, because he could really turn on the charm.
Yeah.
When he needed to. And he was really charming in Moonlighting. He was really good.
Cybill Shepherd was fantastic, too.
Oh, absolutely.
Moonlighting aired from May 14th, 1989 to March 3rd, 1985. Another reason why I wanted to play it. It ended in March. And here we are wrapping up March. Yeah. but thank you so much to Donald. We're going to talk to Donald, get some information from him. We'll be back with more fun here on The Morning Show at WFHR, where we are locally grown radio. Welcome back, everybody. The Morning Show here at WFHR. Locally grown radio. The heat is on.
The heat is on.
King of the soundtracks. I recently changed all my passwords to Kenny. So now all my logins are Kenny Loggins.
Nice.
I saw that the other day. That was a meme. I saw it. I thought it was hilarious. As I said it out loud, didn't seem as funny.
Not as good as a meme, you know?
That didn't seem as funny.
Sometimes they don't translate so
well. No, they don't. They don't. But I did like it. I did laugh at it.
It was good.
Welcome back, everybody. Seth and James here to take you to the top of the hour. We're nothing but fun. We got some good stories to get into. In the 9 o'clock hour, we will, of course, have CBS News come in and catch up on all your world news. Then we'll get into some entertainment stuff. Got some good things here. Billie Eilish did something that I thought was pretty cool. Ace Frehley is not being very cool. We have also the average sports fan, how much time that they would travel for a game.
Ooh.
What's new on your small screen and new on your big screen this weekend as well? All that coming up for you.
Nice.
Right now, one recent interior designer trend is sentiment decor, like signs that say family, home, live, laugh, love, that kind of thing.
Right.
Stuff you can find at a lot of those kind of knick-knack places and everything. It's very popular, and in the new poll, 24% said that they love those signs. Another 25% said that they like them, and another 28% said that they don't mind that kind of thing. And 11% dislike them, and 8% hate them.
Wow. Okay.
Well, at least we got everybody voting.
Yeah. That was good.
If you're not a fam, you can't blame boomers for this. It's most popular with young adults, and the home improvement shows they watch.
Oh, really?
I look at that stuff in a Walmart store or something like that, and I would think, okay, 50 plus, that's who's probably buying those.
Right.
That is not at all the case. It's actually 20-somethings that are buying them.
That's fascinating.
A whopping 61% of Gen Z and 58% of millennials dig these word signs, while only 32% of boomers agree. And about half of all Americans admit to having a, quote, little of this type of decor. 24% of young adults boast that they have a lot of it and consider it timeless. Only 4% of boomers have, quote, a lot of it. Interesting.
That is fascinating. Can I, you know, I've noticed something doing these polls that we've been doing. They totally skip over a generation on these.
Yes.
It's boomers and then millennials. Hang on. Wait a minute.
Yeah.
What happened to the Gen X? Gen X is like gone.
Are we just not like, what is it about us that we're just completely missed by this one?
Maybe it's Gen Xers that are doing all of these polls, and they're like, we don't want to talk. We're not talking about ourselves. We'll talk about the other guys, you know.
I don't know if that's too far off. It does feel like we're kind of that forgotten, that gray generation, one that's in the little, like, that we don't get talked about very much.
It really doesn't seem that
way.
But
boy, did they love to pick on us back in the day. Like, you can take everything they say about Gen Zers and millennials and put it together, and that's what they said about us as Gen Xers.
Right. Right. If you want to know what people thought about Gen Xers, watch the movie Slacker.
Yes. And then
you'll know exactly how the people thought about that generation, at least at the time.
At the time.
At the time. But, you know, things change.
Now, I would think that you can't argue with the work ethic of Gen Xers.
No.
I'll put our work ethic out there but in front of anybody.
Right.
Overall. You know, right. I mean, there's outliers, I'm sure. But overall, I would say.
I did look this up because I was curious because I was like, well, I'm not sure. Am I Gen X or am I a millennial? Because I didn't know. I found out that James and I specifically are actually in a what's called a transitional generation. So we're like Xennials, I think is what they call
it. Yeah, something like that.
So, which is great. We can make fun of both. You know?
Yes, I like that. I like that.
Gen Xers and millennials, right?
I say Gen X because it's easier and I just remember us being labeled that in high school.
Exactly.
But you're absolutely right about that, which is interesting. It reminds me of the, like when you're born on a certain day and you fall on, like, am I a Pisces or am I a
right, the Zodiac?
Kind of thing. Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting. I think that those signs are harmless, though. I don't know.
I don't see any problem with them.
It's better than a blank wall. I'll say that. As somebody who had that for quite some time in his apartment, I'll tell you. Like,
this wall needs something.
It's a lot better than having nothing. This might be, actually nothing might be better than this. I'm not sure.
Okay.
Journalistically, should go ahead and mention that I do have tattoos going into this article, and I'm a fan of them and planning on getting more.
Right.
But not like this. This is a weird thing for a condiment company to branch out into. Heinz has just announced they're going to start making tattoo ink.
Tattoo ink.
It's a marketing stunt, but they really are doing it. They're partnering with an ink company to make tattoo ink in their signature ketchup color, Heinz 57 Red. They'll start making it available at certain tattoo parlors in Brazil soon. It's not clear if and when they'll bring it to the U.S. If they're not bringing it to the, it's not starting in the U.S., that tells you something.
That does tell you something, at least to me. It's speaking to me in a certain way.
Tells me a lot of health stuff. They got different requirements in Brazil than we do for things.
They do. They do.
They've actually been riding the tattoo train for a few years now. Ed Sheeran is a fan and has their logo tattooed on his left bicep. So in 2019, they auctioned off 150 limited edition bottles based on his tattoo.
Oh, boy.
They all sold for between $1,300 and $1,800. Jeez, that's a waste. Oh, my God.
A bottle of ketchup.
They say the point of the new ink is it's healthier than regular tattoo ink. Europe recently banned certain chemicals that can cause bad infections, and red colors are supposed to be the worst.
Oh.
Heinz also had a bunch of tattoo artists come up with 57 tattoo designs. So if you're that into ketchup, you can get an official Heinz tattoo. They're posting these stencils online for tattoo parlors to use.
Do you really want to be a literal walking advertisement for something? Seriously. It's bad enough, in my opinion. This is my opinion. In some sports, you've got, on their jerseys, you've got advertisements.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Soccer, you know, worldwide soccer, you see this. I really, really hope that doesn't come to most U.S. sports. It really annoys me to see sponsors on jerseys.
It's happening in basketball.
I know, and it kind of drives me crazy.
Me too.
Yeah, it's all over around you. You go to you're in the arena or wherever you're watching your game, and there's advertising all around you. You can't turn around without looking at it. Why do you have to see it on the players?
Yeah.
You don't.
I refuse to buy a jersey with advertisements on it. I don't wear the only baseball hat I only have like a two or three, but the one I have that I wear mainly is a black one blank. I don't like promoting things. I certainly will do that when it's our job. I love doing that. That's a big part of our job, and I love doing that. And I get advertising. I work in media. Mm-hmm. I know advertising. I understand how important it is.
Right.
I personally think that you are way better off being selective and smart with your advertising than plastering your face everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't usually end well. That doesn't usually help your business very much. If you're smart and selective about stuff, I think it is. And I will say, during the course of this article, I've kind of come another way on this. I don't know if I would get this done.
Yeah.
But I, with all the stuff I just got done saying, here's Heinz doing something different. Here's Heinz trying to promote themselves a little differently.
That's true.
The idea of getting a Heinz, like a ketchup bottle tattooed on you, I hear where you're going with that. But what they're doing, at least they're trying something different.
Well, and it's, I have no problem with the ink. I mean, the fact that they're doing that, that's not a problem. But yeah, just tattooing like, you know, like a logo on your body, that seems a little weird to me.
I can't think of any product I love that much. Like, you hear me ramble about maple syrup all the time. I love maple syrup. I can't imagine getting a maple syrup bottle tattooed on my forearm. There's nothing I love that much. There's no, I almost feel like I'm almost jealous of Ed Sheeran a little bit in some ways. Like, he loves ketchup that much. Like, I don't love anything that much. That seems cool. That's like, must be really nice to love it that much.
See, that's why, James, you need to get the classic tattoo. You got to get the heart with mom in it.
Yeah.
You got to get the classic one in there, man.
I feel like I could get that tattoo because my mother, she's always been very supportive about this stuff. But at the same time, I'm her firstborn. It can't be easy. I'm sure that the first time I see my kids like that, it'd be different. Well, I've seen tattoos on my kids, my firstborn, and it took a second. Like I love it. She has really good ink and everything, but it did take a second to be like, oh, that's my baby.
Used to
that's
it, right?
Baby. No. They're a grown adult. They can do what they want.
Yeah.
That the mom tattoo, I think that would be one that she would be okay with.
I just love the classics, you know?
They're good. Some of those are okay. I can't handle certain ones, though.
Oh,
The Superman tattoo. That one gets old to me. Like, if you're Shaquille O'Neal, I'd wear a Superman tattoo. I think that fits. But I've seen, like, the Superman tattoo on guys that look, like, smaller than me. Like, they weigh less than I do. And it's like, man, what are you doing?
You're doing that for ironic purposes,
That's irony? What it is. Is it irony? Because if it's irony, you're really hitting the mark. It's very funny.
Yeah, no, you're more like the Riddler. You're not fooling anyone.
A little more Lex Luthor than Superman. Not as much. Is there any product you can think of off the top of your head that you would actually, because I know you're not a tattoo guy, but if you were a tattoo person, is there a product or a band? Would you get a They Might Be Giants tattoo?
Not even that. Not even that. As much as I love them,
I love Miles Davis. I'm not getting a picture of Miles Davis on me. I don't want that walking. No, I'm not doing that.
It's strange.
It's weird. It's very weird.
Another person on you?
That's another one. The faces. Having another face tattooed on you, even if it's a generic face, I don't get it. I don't get it. We'll take a break right here. We'll come back with some entertainment news, then a write stories, good stories of the day. We will get you ready for your weekend right here on The Morning Show at WFHR.